Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for this informational call. The safety of our residents is of utmost importance to us, and today's call will review measures that we are taking to minimize our risk to residents. On this call today is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, and Dr. Marie Aylott, VP of Medical Services and Chief Medical Officer. Please be aware that we have family members from the Summit Independent Living, Wolk Manor Assisted Living, the Lodge Memory Care, as well as Summit residents on the call. So for the first part of the call, I want to address that we are doing everything we can to keep our residents as safe and healthy as possible. We have integrated your questions into the information we will be sharing today. The second part of the call, Dr. Aylott will review her recommendations for safety, resident safety, and then discuss, Okay, so we're gonna start with what we've done so far. We have changed the way we serve meals. So basically, as of last week, we have started to deliver, we've shifted to delivering meals to apartments. So there is really no dining, group dining at all happening, except for a couple of people who at Wolk Manor who just need a little bit of assistance. Everyone else is being served in their rooms. This is working really well. There hasn't been really any issues with that, and residents are really accommodating and understanding. Recommending that residents do not leave the building. So this is really a tough one for some people because, you know, as much as you want to take out your loved ones and your family members, it's really very important to keep them in the building so they're not exposed to anything in the community. We're also recommending that our residents stay a distance of 6 feet apart if they're gathering together. And it seems like it's happening. I've been walking through the campus, through the Summit, Wolk, and Lodge campus, and this is pretty consistent. And actually at the Lodge, we are doing a very good job of keeping that distance during meals as well. Visitors are restricted. So what are we doing to help with that? Well, we have iPads at Summit, Wolk, and Lodge, and we can connect with family members. We are going to have these times. We already do some of that, but we're going to have more scheduled time so that more people can FaceTime with families and connect. If you have any questions regarding that, you can contact myself at 585-341-2301 or Kathy McGann at Wolk Manor. So we can help you with that if you want to connect on FaceTime. We are working to create small group engagement activities. So we have had small group exercises on our campus at Wolk, Summit, and Lodge. We will continue to gather together with just small activities to keep people engaged. All residents and staff are being checked daily for temperatures. The Summit once a day and twice a day for Wolk and Lodge. We are working hard to provide adequate staff that is as consistent as possible. So right now we seem to have a solid staff and we will continue to work on staffing and ensuring that there's enough staff for each shift. Any new move-ins at the Summit and Wolk Manor will be monitored and are requested to stay in their apartment for the first 7 days and receive all meals in their rooms. So those are, you know, those are the changes that we've made, and we will continue to look at any other opportunities as we progress. I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Aylott.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Dr. Marie Aylott. I'm the Chief Medical Officer for Jewish Senior Life and helping to advise Susan on best practices for the Wolk Lodge and Summit. And just to give a little background on what's going on, as everyone is aware, there is community spread of COVID-19 in Rochester at this time, and cases are increasing. Strong recommendation for older adults is to shelter in place, self-quarantining, really really avoiding contact with others as much as possible, as hard as that is for people, because it can be isolating. We are trying to be very proactive by checking temperatures on Summit residents daily, which is not usually done in independent living, but we are doing that as an extra safety measure. We're also not allowing any visitors other than staff members in through the Summit door, and we're checking temperatures on everyone. If the temperature is 100 or above, they're not allowed to come in. They're to seek medical attention. We also are providing masks to all clinical staff, and as Susan said, discouraging residents from going out for either social occasions or medical appointments. We're encouraging rescheduling of all medical appointments or doing them by phone, and virtually all specialists in town are endorsing that. That's what they want. They don't want people coming to their offices. I know also this isn't my area exactly, but Susan would probably mention that a lot of for Summit residents, a lot of foods such as fresh fruit and milk and bread are available right on the campus. So in many cases, they don't have a big need to go out. The Wolk and Lodge residents are being monitored very closely with temperatures twice daily. And the issue with eating in their rooms, it's a big change. It's not as social or as pleasant, but it is recommended as a best practice to self-quarantine, shelter in place. And Susan talked about the changes in the group activities. I wanted to mention a little bit about what is going on at the Jewish home, since it was in the paper yesterday that there is one case of COVID-19 here, and this is someone that was admitted about 5 days previously from a local hospital. So it's believed that this person got the COVID-19 either in the hospital or in the community, and this patient is doing well. I can't see much more about it for privacy reasons, but we are monitoring all of our residents very closely at the Jewish home, and this is all we've had at this point. Question came up in many of the write-in questions, what would happen if a resident becomes ill at the Summit or the Wolk? And the best recommendation is to stay in your own apartment or room, contact your medical provider. Residents that are mildly ill, because 80% of the COVID cases are mild illness, may be able to stay in your own apartment, drink fluids, rest, take Tylenol, and almost like a flu type of illness, kind of wait it out. But if you're more ill, or if you need help with your daily activities, you're not eating and drinking well, you may need hospital care. This all goes through your medical provider. Any further testing, whether it's for flu, because we still have some flu in our community, or for COVID testing, all of that would go through your medical provider.
Okay. I just want to add one more thing on my part is we've had some residents ask about purchasing food at the Summit. I mean, obviously we provide meals, but dinners, but we're helping residents with Instacart right now, and that seems to be working pretty well. So if anyone, any residents on this call are interested in having assistance with Instacart, just see Margaret Swift at the Summit. I want to thank you all for taking the time to meet with us today. We plan on holding these calls on a regular basis to keep you as informed as possible on the situation. COVID information can be found on the front page of the website at jewishseniorlife.org and also on the mobile app named JSL Connect. And if you have any further questions, please direct them to covidquestions@jewishseniorlife.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.